Hey guys, Jane here. 英语文备课终要开杠咯。This episode features both Mandarin Chinese and English languages, and you will hear both throughout the show. 今天要来说说西点烘焙丙级证照里的苏打饼干 ,Soda Cracker。Soda crackers might not be the most popular snack in Taiwan, but they are definitely one of the most versatile snacks out there. 苏打饼干可以说是饼干区的基本必备款，超市架上有多种品牌可供挑选。什么？你从来没有看过它出现在超市架上？没听过？没买过？也没有吃过？没关系，今天就来聊聊苏打饼干的做法和它在料理上的应用吧。I am a big fan of soda crackers. I love their simple flavor. Soda crackers are made from flour, water, sugar, salt, butter, and yeast. They are beloved for their simplicity and satisfying crunch. I often eat them on their own or with a glass of milk.Simplicity, 朴素。我喜欢苏打饼干，薄脆又带点酥松的口感，单吃就很好吃。尤其是苏打饼大部分都做成咸香口味，很适合作为午餐时的点心。午餐呢，是指因为疏忽或其他原因错过了正常的用餐时间，或错过了一顿饭，比如说上学迟到错过早餐，或者是工作忙碌而忘记吃午餐或晚餐。总之，午餐可能会造成饥饿感，甚至身体不舒服、胃痛之类的情况发生。那苏打饼干呢？它的咸味重于甜味，而且饼干表面还有一点点的盐粒，让口感更丰富。对于需要垫胃的人来说是恰到好处的选择。To start making soda crackers, you need to melt the butter in a double boiler. Do you know what a double boiler is? It's also known as a bain-marie, and it's a useful tool for cooking and baking. 制作苏打饼干的第一项要准备的材料是奶油 butter。也有用白油 shortening 或者猪油 lard 这三种的固体油呢，都可以用来做苏打饼干。而制作苏打饼干的第一个步骤叫做 bain-marie， 隔水加热融化。bain-marie 曾经出现在国中会考题当中，不得不说，最近几年的出题都会有一篇跟食物有关的阅读测验，常常来听英语文备课中可以学料理，又可以学语言，还可以有一些考试相关的资讯哦。Bain-marie essentially is a pot within a pot. The bottom pot is filled with water, and the top pot sits on top of it.This creates a gentle indirect heat that's perfect for melting things like chocolate or butter without burning them. 也就是说 bain-marie 或者是 double boiler 并不是你真的需要添购的厨具，只要你的厨房里有一个大锅、一个小锅，大锅容得下小锅，那就可以进行隔水加热咯。When you are making certain recipes like custards or sauces, it's really important to melt your butter or chocolate slowly and gently to avoid burning or scorching it. That's where a double boiler comes in handy. You can simply put your butter or chocolate in the top pot and let it melt slowly over the gentle heat.
像是巧克力或者是奶油这种容易烧糊烧焦的材料，就会需要使用隔水加热，让温度缓慢的升高，达到慢慢融化食材的效果。当然，微波炉也是不错的工具了，只要控制好时间，可以达到一样的效果。
Next, combine the water, instant yeast, baking soda, salt, sugar, and sifted all-purpose flour in a bowl.This might seem like a lot of ingredients, but they all play an important role in creating a tasty, fluffy dough.
其他呢，制作苏打饼干所需要的材料有 water 水 ，instant yeast 速发干酵母 ，baking soda 小苏打粉。哦，对了，苏打饼干 soda cracker。 而它的名字里头的那个 soda 指的就是这个 baking soda 小苏打粉，跟汽水 soda pop 没有关系哦。那其他的材料还有 salt 盐、sugar 砂糖、sifted all-purpose flour 中筋面粉、过筛。可能要准备的材料看起来有点多，但是我其实觉得它的成分很单纯。尤其它使用酵母发酵过，饼干里面呢会散发出一种发酵的风味，非常的迷人，所以我特别爱吃苏打饼干。Once you've combined all the ingredients together, the next step is to stir in the melted butter. This adds a rich buttery flavor to the dough and also helps to make it softer and more pliable. Stir in the melted butter，把融化的奶油拌进去面团当中，make it softer and more pliable，让面团更柔软有弹性。讲到这里，真的是很像在做面包面团诶，而且就是所有的材料混合均匀之后呢，要在最后才加油进去搅拌。加油！下个礼拜六跟礼拜天就是国中教育会考了，还在听节目的会考生加油，会考生家长也加油，再忍耐一个礼拜就可以跟着解脱了。诶，我好像很久没有在节目当中提到，我有个讲基础英语跟国中会考的 YouTube 频道，频道名称叫做英文教学笔记。哦，还是英语教学笔记。Anyway，反正就是教学笔记，从名称搜寻也可以，从备课中的网站连接去找也可以哦，了解一下基础英文还有国中会考。Finally, you will need to knead the mixture until it's well combined. Kneading is the process of working the dough with your hands to help develop the gluten, which gives the dough a structure and helps it to rise properly. It can take some time and effort, but it's worth it to end up with a delicious, fluffy bread or baked goods. 我就说苏打饼干就真的很像在做面包。Kneading 是做面包面团一定会出现的关键词。Kneading the dough。打面团、揉面团，不管是用打的还是用揉的，都是为了让面团产生面筋，让成品的口感更好、更蓬松。
After kneading the dough, allow it to rise for about half an hour. This means letting it sit and rest for a period of time so that it can become light and fluffy. Usually, you want to allow the dough to rise for about half an hour, although this can vary depending on the recipe and the temperature of the room.
揉好的面团呢，要静置，让酵母工作，为面团增添特有的，我很喜欢的酵母香气。同时呢，也要让面筋松弛。饼干面团需要的发酵时间比较短，大概30分钟左右。
During the rising process, the yeast in the dough produces carbon dioxide, which causes the dough to expand and rise. This is what gives baked goods their signature fluffy texture. It's important to give the dough enough time to rise, but not too much time, or it may overproof and become too puffy.
有人需要知道面团发酵的细节吗？没有，有。哦，好哦，我再说清楚一点。面团呢，要放在料理盆里，料理盆上面要盖上保鲜膜，避免面团的表面干燥。那面团就这样放在厨房里，没有热源的地方。再讲一次，要放在没有热源的地方，这样子面团的温度才不会一下升太高，面团变成泡泡的。那面团就这样放在厨房里摆放30分钟左右。哦，没有解释到 carbon dioxide 是什么。 carbon dioxide 就是二氧化碳，是面团发酵过程当中会产生的气体。那就是因为发酵会产生气体，所以面团才会像气球一样鼓起来。
Now it's time to make the filling when waiting for the dough to rise. It's important to have the filling ready before you start rolling out the dough. You don't want to be scrambling to make it while the dough is ready.
苏打饼干有夹心 filling 吗？有哦，但是不是你想的那种，不是什么柠檬奶油、花生酱、牛轧糖，我说的不是这种夹心。 The filling is actually super easy to make. All you have to do is mix some butter and flour together, and this will create beautiful layers and richness for our crackers.
这里所谓的夹心或者是内馅，是指奶油加低筋面粉搅拌成的，叫做果油粉，裹着油脂的粉末。
奶油可以用白油或者是猪油代替，那提醒第二次咯，就是奶油、白油、猪油都是可以的。然后在考试的时候呢，时间分配也很重要，利用面团发酵的时间呢来搅拌果油粉，是成为时间管理大师的第一步。那第二步呢，首先要有第一步，有了第一步才能聊第二步。
Now that the dough has risen and the filling is ready, it's time to move on to the next step. You're going to take the mixture of butter and flour and wrap it in the fermented dough. Make sure you have enough dough to cover the filling completely, and then pinch the edges of the dough together to seal it tightly. You don't want any of that delicious filling to escape.
第二步呢，就是把发酵好的面团加入果油粉。
Wrap the filling in the fermented dough. Cover the filling completely.
面团要完全包裹住果油粉。
Pinch the edges of the dough together to seal it tightly.
封口处，面团的封口处要捏紧。今天要聊的是基本款的苏打饼干，但是就算是最基本的苏打饼，它的面团里头也包裹着油酥。对，你以为低热量又健康的苏打饼干，其实是包裹着油酥的又油又香的饼干。没有错，谁不爱又油又香的饼干呢？你以为苏打饼干那么好吃的秘诀是什么？就是油，就要放油，包着油才好吃。
Once you have sealed the dough, it's time to roll it out. You need to roll out the dough with the dough sheeter several times. So, have you ever used or even heard of a dough sheeter before?
跟面包整形不太一样，苏打饼干的面团呢，要反复擀压好几次，让果油粉在面团里形成层次。这个步骤呢，除了使用擀面棍手工擀压以外，更好的做法就是使用dough sheeter, 丹麦机。
Dough sheeter is a pretty cool machine that's used for rolling out dough. In this recipe, you need to roll the dough out several times to get it to the right thickness. And that's where the dough sheeter comes in. Basically, you take a portion of the dough and run it through the sheeter. It will flatten the dough evenly and to a consistent thickness. Then you fold the dough over itself, run it through the sheeter again, and repeat the process a few times. This helps to develop the good end in the dough and gives it a nice texture.
听起来很不错，问题就是丹麦机呢，不是一般家庭会采购的设备，你需要住在豪宅，有个超大的厨房，或者呢，要开店做生意，才会考虑自己买丹麦机。
An alternative is a pasta maker machine. Pasta maker machines are available in both manual and electric models.Pasta maker machines are a great way to save time and effort when rolling out dough. They are also very accurate, so you can be sure that your dough will be rolled out to the perfect thickness every time. Pasta maker machines are a must-have for any baker or cook who loves to make pastries, pizzas, or other dough-based dishes.
我曾经有过一台手动的压面机，坦白说，一手摇摇杆，一手送面团，实在是没有办法再照顾到摇晃不稳的压面机以及压平之后出来的面片。所以如果没有厨房小帮手的话，我是觉得电动压面机是比较理想一点啦。
Once the dough is rolled out properly, cut the dough into squares. Typically, we would use a square-shaped cookie cutter to make square pieces of dough. Just press the cookie cutter into the dough to create the squares. It's important to apply even pressure to ensure the squares are all the same size and shape.
You can cut the dough using a ravioli cutter wheel and press holes in them using a fork. Ravioli cutter wheel, 面皮滚轮刀，或称为披萨轮刀，它的样子就是有一个手把，然后手把连着锯齿状的滚轮。使用的方法就是你握着手把，然后把轮子往前推，就可以切割面皮或者是披萨。不过，考试有规定饼干的形状，所以用饼干模是比较不会出错。不过在家里做的话，就可以有不同的变化型啊。
Let your imagination run wild and explore all sorts of fun and unique shapes, from hearts and stars to animal shapes and beyond. So why stick to boring old circles or squares? Using a cookie cutter to get creative with the shapes and size of our baked goods.
饼干压模呢？钱坑哦，造型越做越多，每一个都想做，每一个都想买，一直买，买不停。Hold your horses.
Before you tap the shopping app, I have a few things to say about making soda crackers. After the squares have been cut out, transfer them to the baking sheet and let it rise for 15 minutes.
Hold your horses 是英文惯用语，意思是等一下，不要急着买饼干膜，都说了那是一条不归路。
Before you tap the shopping app,
在你点开购物 APP 之前，
I have a few things to say about making soda crackers.
听我讲完苏打饼的做法啦。饼干面团裁切成正方形之后，排入烤盘，还要等最后发酵的15分钟。
Finally, scatter some water on the surface and sprinkle some salt. Pop the crackers in the oven and bake them until they begin to brown and are no longer shining. Scatter some water on the surface.
面团的表面要喷一点水。Sprinkle some salt. 撒一点盐粒。
Pop the crackers in the oven.
这时候才可以进烤箱烘烤。
Bake them until they begin to brown and are no longer shining.
烤到饼干上色，表面没有光泽的状态。
These crackers are crispy, delicious, and certainly one of the most versatile snacks available today.
Versatile, 多用途的。苏打饼干除了可以单独食用 ,my favorite, 也可以当作相当有质感的开胃小点。
When classic appetizer,that uses soda crackers as a base is the simple but delicious cheese and cracker platter. Simply arrange a variety of cheese slices on top of the crackers and serve alongside some fresh fruit or nuts for a well-rounded and satisfying snack.
在盘子上哦，最好是木盘，看起来比较好看。盘上起司、乳酪、苏打饼、坚果和水果切片，就是一道华丽的派对冷盘。
For a more elevated option, try topping soda crackers with some diced tomato, fresh basil, a drizzle of balsamic glass.Or topping them with some smoked salmon or prosciutto, a dollop of cream cheese, or a sprinkle of fresh dill or chives. The combination of salty and savory flavors is sure to impress your guests.
有烟熏鲑鱼诶 ,smoked salmon, 和帕玛火腿片 prosciutto, 真是太豪华了。最后还有甜食版本的开胃小点哦。
For those with a sweet tooth, try topping soda crackers with a smear of peanut butter, a drizzle of honey, or some sliced bananas or strawberries for a tasty and healthy treat.
甜点的部分呢，其实还有更多更多发挥的空间，这真的需要另外一集来好好的仔细聊。
Hello, 那么今天的英语文备课中说故事聊烘焙就聊到这里，感谢订阅收听 Donate 的朋友， Your support means a lot to me。备课中的网站有文字笔记，可以善用网站的搜寻功能找到你所需要的资料。 Be sure to tune into the next episode. 记得要继续回来收听英语文备课中。 Bye!